And welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday evening. We are broadcasting from Washington, D.C. this week. So why are we here? Well, today marks the 39th annual Washington, D.C. Economic Development Trip by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Now, if you want to follow along with what's going on, you can head to Twitter and put in hashtag DMDC2018. Almost 200 executives, civic leaders, elected officials, small and large business people are here on this trip. And the partnership trip to D.C. is the second largest chamber event held each year here, and it's a full 2 days of meetings, economic development conversations, and getting information to members of Congress that we all hope will benefit those of us in central Iowa. Speaking of Congress, Representative David Young from the 3rd Congressional District of Iowa welcomed the group to our luncheon and introduced Representative Patrick McHenry. It was an interesting couple of minutes with Representative Young as he quoted the First Amendment, you know, the one about free speech and being able to redress the government. What was curious is his holding up the First Amendment came on the very same day that President Trump tweeted that, quote, "The network coverage of my administration is 91% fake news. They should have their credentials pulled," end quote. That, my friend, sounds like a threat, and the media, who is trying to keep the story true and complete, is getting a pushback again from the president. Meanwhile, Representative Patrick McHenry addressed the group and spoke about how important it is that Congress continue to do what he says is the important work of running the nation. He alluded to major accomplishments that have come about as a reduction of regulations. Burdensome regulations is how he put it. However, he offered no concrete examples. He did mention that tax collection for the U.S. Treasury normally runs about 19% of GDP, and that in recent years that had climbed to 21% of GDP. He said with the tax bill that was passed in December and signed into law that now tax receipts are more in line with the normal, that's 18 to 19% of the gross domestic product. Representative McHenry did bring up some factors that are a drain on the budget. What were those factors? What he called entitlement programs, like Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid. He also talked about workforce issues and trying to find enough employees to fill the jobs that are going wanting. Representative McHenry then talked about how we need to find ways to return workers into the workforce. Well, he offered no specifics about that other than to say that people who are receiving food stamps, SNAP benefits, should work or should be looking for work in order to receive that benefit. Mr. McHenry did not mention that already 86% of food stamp recipients are working or are infirm or are elderly or are children. But it seems to be a hot-button issue. Another hot-button issue in Congress is the opioid crisis, and some time was spent on that, again, without some major specifics on how Congress is hoping to deal with the issue. Following lunch, the group headed to the Eisenhower Building, which is on the White House grounds. There, a number of administration personnel spoke to all of us who had gathered there. Warming up the crowd was former Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, now Undersecretary of the USDA, Bill Northey. He spoke about trade issues and what he's doing now at the USDA. I did ask him after he spoke to the group about what's it like living in a concrete jungle here. He's an Iowa farmer, and he said that he and his wife live in a tiny one-bedroom apartment, but he gets into his pickup truck to get out of the city on a regular basis. That I would like to see. Other administration officials offered various reflections on the Trump efforts to deregulate nearly everything, to invest in public-private infrastructure programs to build trade, even in the face of unpopular tariffs, saying that the error in trade with China rests on how the Chinese do business. Ambassador Branstad, who was former governor, of course, of Iowa, was brought up a number of times, with the administration saying he's working on trying to come to a more fair trading floor than we currently have with the people in the government of China. One of the more startling pieces of information came from an administrative staffer who decried the poor care that veterans are receiving in the Veterans Administration hospitals, and he made a connection that the VA should move into a public-private relationship. That's a long-loved program by the Republican leadership. The stunning part of his address was when he said a VA hospital in Wisconsin was guilty of misdiagnosing hundreds of thousands of patients and providing poor care. However, we looked into that assertion and could find no record of the claim. Tomorrow, it's off to Capitol Hill for more conversation and efforts to entice congressional leaders to help Central Iowa with some transportation issues, including the International Airport in Des Moines, something leaders of the metro say needs to be addressed. It's simply not, they say, and we would concur, it's simply not enough of an airport to take us into the future 10, 20, 50 years from today. And something else I learned on this trip, and this was something that we had totally missed. It seems that in the final hours of the budget in Iowa, there was an amendment to the budget that uncoupled the cities of Iowa from the local option sales tax measure. Now, this is something the Des Moines Metro has been trying to get changed for a very, very long time, but to no success. Now, the new rule says that cities, even if they are contiguous, may pass a local option sales tax on their own. So, look for that to come back before the voters, perhaps even as early as next year. Coming up, we've got Phil K. James and I. We talk about Marketing for Business, Episode 15, and do some name-dropping at the same time. That's next here on the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour.